fourth parak of Yuma Mishnah Hey. The previous mission was discussing differences between the way the coals were taken from the Mizbeach for the Ketores, and the difference between that and the way coals were taken for the Mizbeach for the Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur. Once we say that, we're saying other differences between the way things were done in Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. The Chol Yom Kohanim Oilam Bin Mizrach Shul Kevesh V'yodim Amarobos. Generally, Kohanim would go to the eastern side of the Kevesh, which is basically turning to the right, which is the rule. You should always go from the right, like a Lagat Nes Chanuk Wilfer, so to the right. And they would circle around the Mizbech and come out to the western side, which was the side closer to the Beit HaMikdash. Yom Kohanim Oilam Bin Mizrach Shul Kevesh. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes straight up the ramp and straight down, not make a circuit around the Mizbeach. As we know, halfway up the Mizbeach there was a certain area which the Kohanim could walk around the Mizbeach. Here's it says every time the Kohen Gadol never went around, he always went straight up and down the Mizbeach. Every day Kohen Gadol would use the regular kiyar, as we learned before, with its big kli that had 12 spigots for the Kohanim to wash themselves. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had a private bowl of gold which he was filled up with water, and he'd wash his hands and feet from that. Rabbi Yehuda Yimei Lo'olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yod V'Raglav Menakitoim Shel Zahav. Rabbi Yehuda says not only Yom Kippur, but something to get to the Kohen Gadol. Whenever the Kohen Gadol had to wash his hands and feet, they gave him his private basin to wash his hands and feet.